with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. This was a good little break. You just missed a good one. But anyway, we're back. And it is the weekend, and it's time to do a little grilling. And what we thought we'd talk about next is we got Brad to hang out with us for another segment because...
Even though he didn't bring any salmon dip.
Right. He will. I'll have some. I might not have any left when I leave, but I'll have some.
You get nothing.
Right.
And you'll like
got
it.
Got that
right,
part.
And you'll like it. Yeah. But I want to talk a little bit about outdoor kitchens because more and more people are putting these in their backyards or wherever it is that they entertain because entertainment is popular outside as it is inside the home. So, you know, I have Home Life Kitchen and Bath. We do parts of these. We plan them. We act as a general contractor. But anytime it comes for equipment time, we're going to Garrett's.
That's right. And because of all the kitchens you do, the actual outdoor kitchen is a blossoming, growing part of your business.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So I have a cool little thing I'm doing, and that's because of all the beautiful high-end kitchens you do. You actually redid a kitchen that didn't need to be redone. So you came to my house with a trailer full of gorgeous sheets of granite that I could not say no to. So Jop and I hauled these buggers over to the side of my barn. They are really heavy. And so I'm fashioning, and I just laid the bomb on my wife last night. She didn't really like the plan, but I told her what I'm doing because it's another project and I don't need it. But I'm going to use those tops to make my own outdoor kitchen, and I've learned in the last year or two some really cool ways to make an outdoor kitchen that's affordable, because some of us have kids, and we're talking about daddy money here. You know, it's that extra stuff you don't really have money for.
Daddies don't get money.
But you want your deck to be just as cool as the rich guys, like Joppy's deck.
Right.
So how does a poor guy do it? Well, you frame it up with metal studs. You put Dura-Rock on it, and I'm good at hanging stone, so I'm going to put some lick and stick stone on it.
Right, and it'll look fantastic when you're done.
Yeah.
The major tip that I could give on any of that is that plan the space out well, because Brad, as we know, that when we get outdoor to appliances versus indoor, there are some pretty standard sizes, but there are also some really unique things that you might want to put into your kitchen that need the proper spacing and allowing for the stone you're talking about and all of that stuff.
That's a
trick. Don't just start on one end and hope it turns out on the other.
Yeah,
you
kind of
need a plan,
right,
man.
Well, and what we find is you're dead on right. You know, people come in, hey, dishwasher's 24 inches, stove 30 inches, I got it.
Yeah.
Grilling, oh no, every manufacturer is a little bit different. We've got a couple lines we deal with. They're not outdoor cabinetry, if you will, but we have some great access doors. I have under-counter refrigeration, ice makers, kegerators for your beer.
That's something I want to talk to you about.
Very, very important as I take another sip of mine. And, you know, what we find, too, is people that are looking for, you know, just something to flash up that outdoor grilling area. It doesn't have to be huge.
Right.
You know, we have a couple extra feet. We can work in a bunch of different little things that make it a little easier for you to store stuff outside. And
that's
not
a big
ridiculously
deal.
Expensive
that's,
either.
That's a really big deal, and that's a problem I have because I have a lot of stuff for grilling. I have every kind of grilling accessory probably ever made, and I don't have space for it. So I want lots of shelves and cabinets,
drawers,
and places to put these things. You only use once or twice a year, but yet it was a cool gift, or it was
this or
that.
If you don't have it, you're going to have to buy another one.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's easier to buy the cabinetry.
When you do want to use it, it's generally because, you know, it's a jalapeno popper smoker, or it's a special little basket, or your big pizza spit, or something like that that you only use a
spatula,
few times a
big
year.
Big wide spatulas, yeah.
Well, your wife is about as understanding as mine, because I have four different grills at home right now, because you never know what you're going to need.
Right,
So, you know what? That's one of the cool things is people can come in right now. a little towel bar holder in stainless steel. Thing's awesome.
Yeah.
Folds out. I mean, something you never think about, but I make a mess when I'm grilling.
Yep.
You got nasty hands. Right. I get sick of walking back inside and outside and inside and
outside. The other one that almost everybody misses, and it's so fundamental, is a roll-out trash cabinet.
Oh, heck yeah.
Because when you're outside, the wind's blowing, the weather could change, whatever. And if that thing's inside the cabinet, you just roll it out, scrape your stuff off the countertop into it, close it back up.
Yeah.
Don't forget to empty it at the end of the week. Because
Zeus will find it if you leave it alone.
Right.
Salmon guts don't smell good after a week sitting in the heat. Let's put it that way.
Note to self. Right.
Exactly.
But but some of these things that are other than a grill that you see people put in their outdoor kitchens.
Yeah, we see a lot of people doing, of course, under-counter refrigeration is huge. You know, where else are you going to store your cold beers and sodas, you know, without having to walk back inside
and
outside?
That's a good that's a good one right there, because it's sometimes people get them, sometimes they don't. But let's face it, in Michigan, you're only going to use it about 5 months.
Correct.
So how do those babies hold up over the winter?
So just like anything else, if you were going to let your car sit for a long period of time, you want to winterize your outdoor refrigeration, whether it's a kegerator or a refrigerator. And basically all that means is you're going to unplug it or turn the power to it off, and you're going to leave the door cracked open. That's all you really have to
do.
You don't do that, what's going to happen? You're going to get nasty mold all inside that unit. If you've ever had a refrigerator go bad and let it sit there for a month or two and you open it up, you're probably going to throw it away and go buy a new one. The other misconception is people that want to do outdoor refrigeration, it's always been really expensive. I mean, $2,000, $3,000 for a little outdoor refrigerator. Well, we got some great ones that can be built in, starting right around $1,000.
Is that the U-Line?
No, this would be under the company Blaze. Okay. They have just some amazing outdoor stuff. We just actually put on display.
Get a free coyote with one of them.
Yeah, exactly. we just put on display kind of a, like you were talking, sheetrock type display where they have a bunch of the different things kind of set together. So you can see those different access drawers or pull-out drawers or a towel bar dispenser, things along those lines. So we've got a great display. I just finished putting it together here yesterday.
Nice. Wow. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking with Brad Ensing, who's really kind of heads up a lot of the grilling and smoking stuff down at Garrett's Appliance West. And Garrett's Appliance is in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Actually, they're in Wyoming, Michigan. There are stores kind of like this around the state. Big George's in Ann Arbor kind of reminds me of your store. Max is up in Traverse City kind of reminds me of your store. The key to buying at Garrett's is once you buy there, once you become a customer there, you just never quit going back because they're just a great group of people.
We always
they're
tease.
Nice you're, folks to deal with.
You're family now. Once you start shopping at Garrett's, it's more of a family type thing. And that's the type of company we are. Family owned and operated now for about 70 years. And that's what we consider our customers as well.
Very, very large warehouse and service company involved in the back end. So they can take care of everything on the back end. So before you split, tell us about these inserts and these doors that you have to build your own cabinet.
Okay, so we've got a line. They're full stainless steel. I mean, everything from soft close drawers. And you know what? Range-wise, you're talking to do outdoor cabinets because they're more of just
the
a module.
It's just
yeah,
the door.
Module fronts. They've got a couple of drawers. You know, anywhere from $150 up to $400 or $500 for
great.
These units.
So you could build your own unit and have the nice stainless fronts, and there's not going to be a logo on it, so you don't have to worry about
correct.
You know, gee whiz, I've got a Blaze door, and I've got a Bull grill, and I've got a Sub-Zero kegerator. Forget all that. Get whatever grill you want, and
it's
get some nice plain
up.
Stainless fronts.
No names on it. They got nice handles on them. It's just it's a beautiful product, and it's priced right.
Yeah, I'll definitely be getting some of those.
Yeah, it's cool. Now, if there's one other item that you sell that's not a grill, not the cabinetry, but is a cooking item, What would come to mind with that?
You know, we do a lot of side burners yet for people looking to do a built-in side burner. We still have a lot of people, you know, guys, we fixate on something and we never give it up.
Right.
So we get a lot of guys that they might have that normal grill, but they might kick in a smoker, or they might kick in a pellet-type grill, or they might kick up a Primo as well.
That's awesome. You know, I was in California recently, and I saw Fire Magic's great big side burner. Brewers love it, and turkey you can boil turkeys and all
why,
sorts
why
of things.
Why heat up the kitchen?
That's right. Brad, thanks for joining us. Jop's going to go down there and taste your great salmon dip in a little bit. And me, I'll be getting on an airplane. So sucks to be me.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys.
All right. Thanks.
That's Brad with Garrett's Appliance. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Coming up next, we might talk a little bit about how to determine the burner type that you might want. There's different grades, different BTUs. What's for you? Stick with us. We'll be back. Shaking like a leaf on a tree, 'cause he was leaning on.